Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we're back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOCDALI. So our air stinks. We need to do a much better job with our air quality. I get that. I think that's a bipartisan thing. I think we all kind of agree that we want to have good air that we breathe. When, you know, when you see these pictures of people looking from outer space to our beautiful Earth, it looks just so clean and crisp and airy, and you see the big blue oceans and the beautiful white clouds. But as you get closer and closer to Earth and the valleys and the deserts and all that, it is dusty. And it's dirty. And it's polluted. And I get that we need to decrease pollution. I think we all agree with that. It's very bipartisanly. How we go about it seems to differ, right? And the approach. But, you know, the UN Health Agency says nearly everybody in the world is breathing air that doesn't meet its standards for air quality. They are calling for more action to reduce fossil fuel use, which generates pollutants that cause respiratory and blood flow problems and leads to millions of preventable deaths each year. The World Health Organization has tightened their guidelines on air quality about 6 months ago, issued an update to its database on air quality. It looks at a growing number of cities, towns, villages across the globe, over 6,000 municipalities. And they said 99% of the global population breathes air that exceeds its air quality limits and is often rife with particles that can penetrate deep into the lungs, enter the veins and arteries, and cause disease. They're not wrong in terms of that. Listen, I love my car, and I can't afford an electric car right now, but I got to tell you, when I have bronchitis, or I have, you know, reactive airway disease or issues or a bad, bad cold, I can't sit in traffic. I can't breathe. I can't. I have to avoid driving. I do not do well with exhaust breathing. I didn't do well wearing a mask up in an airplane. It scared me. I need to be able to breathe. I think we all do. So air quality is a concern. Now, they say the poorest air quality is in the Mediterranean and Southeast Asia regions, followed by Africa. Dr. Maria Neri, head of WHO's World Health Organization's Department of Environment, Climate Change and Health, said after surviving a pandemic, it is unacceptable to have 7 million preventable deaths and countless preventable lost years of good health due to air pollution. Yet too many investments are still being sunk into a polluted environment rather than clean, healthy air. They say the database has traditionally considered two types of particulate matter known as PM2.5s and PM10s. For the first time, it has included ground measurements of nitrogen dioxide. Now, the latest version of the database was issued a few years ago. Now, nitrogen dioxide comes from human-generating burning of fuel, automobile traffic, other urban areas. They say exposure can bring respiratory disease like asthma, coughing, wheezing, difficulty breathing, more hospital emergency room admissions. But interestingly, they say the highest concentrations were found in the eastern Mediterranean region. They say the East Mediterranean island of Cyprus suffered the high concentrations of atmospheric dust for the third straight day, some cities experiencing three or nearly four times the 50 micrograms per square meter. Now, I can't say why what's going on in Cyprus, but that's the air they're breathing. Officials say the microscopic particles especially hurt young kids. So they think the sources are transportation, power plants, agriculture, burning of waste and industry, as well as from natural sources like desert dust. Now, I live in dust. I live in a dust bowl. It stinks. It's bad. It's everything's dusty. Our pool gets full of dust. When our animals go outside to go potty and they come back through their... Well, my cats have potty boxes, but we have a doggy door. The cats will go outside. When they come back in, they smell of dust. It's a problem. And one of the reasons why is because we're living in the dust. Cities have gotten overcrowded. Cities have gotten overrun with crime, all that. We've moved into deserts. I don't know how realistic that is to live in a desert. You know, are we going to have enough water? We have water shortages. We have droughts. I like the weather, but we're living in a desert. We're living in dust, and a lot of places do. And as you have more drought conditions, you make more desert. So we might have a desertification problem, too. So what do we do? Well, yes, living rural helps. Try to get some fresh air. Get it individually, you know, because, look, we could tell everybody, well, we got to move more towards electric vehicles. That's going to take decades. And it's still too expensive, and we don't have enough outlets, and our power grids are already overrun. What do we do now? So maybe get some air filters in the house, you know, avoid high pollutant days, try to maybe stay more indoors, make sure you're cleaning out the dust, keep your house clean, change out your air filters. Whenever you could get out to the mountains and breathe some better air, try and do that. But it's a problem. It really is. You know, I don't think you could escape it that easily. So, listen, you know, I get that it's a very controversial topic on how we move forward. I do think we are going to move forward towards more electric vehicles, but I think we have to be very careful with the pendulum swinging. I think maybe going hybrid might be one of the better routes because you have, you know, you have the best of both worlds in a way. This way, if power outages, power grid problems, you can still start up your car. You still have you know, we use less fuel because we're partially electric, but we aren't, you know, we aren't overrunning the grid because, I don't know. I just think we need to be very careful making these big, gross, machete-type policies and be a little bit more fine precision. But I agree. Our air is getting messier and messier. And the more waste we get, the more people are burning their waste. It's a problem. 1-877-DOC-TELLY.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendivite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in Extendivite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendivite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendivite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
I need to file my tax return right the first time. How can I be sure to do that?
Doing your taxes yourself? Using e-file is the best way to file an accurate tax return. Mistakes can delay your refund, so spend an extra few minutes making sure you can file an accurate return the first time around. Avoid common errors by spelling all names correctly and using correct Social Security numbers. Double-check your bank account numbers for direct deposit and double-check your math, too. Oh, yeah, don't forget to sign and date your return.
On the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, so I don't want to get overly emotional, but I'm pretty ticked off. I think a lot of us are ticked off, and you know, I want to commend everybody for showing unity, showing solidarity, you know, calling out Putin, you know, for his war crimes. That's all nice. But I think everybody thinks they're doing enough. Well, we're sending money to Ukraine. We're sending help to Ukraine. And we are condemning them. We're letting Vladimir Zelensky be on the Grammys, which was a nice thing to do. That was nice. But we have, from what I understand, in Mariupol, still over 100,000 Ukrainians that need to be evacuated. And they aren't. They can't get out. We are seeing the devastation of the dead bodies in Bucha. Vladimir Zelensky and his team went to see the devastation as Putin's troops were retreating from Kyiv. And you just see hands tied, bullets to the head, we're being told, rape victims dead on the side of the, I mean, just horrific accounts of what's going on. Now, I'm not president, but I think it takes anybody to realize what's going on. Russian troops are going north to Belarus. They're going to regroup, refuel, heal from radiation exposure, because that was a complete debacle what they did in Chernobyl. I can't believe the idiots running that army, and they should just all stop and go away and just... But sadly, the idiots are still running things. And so they're going to Belarus, take that break, regroup, and then come back. Now, we keep saying, and you know, Biden has condemned Putin. You know, he called him a war criminal. That was a real big headline when he finally said he was a war criminal. Okay, the guy is a mass murderer. Can we just say that and move on? So now what? If you are committing him a genocide, if you are committing him of being a war criminal, him using the word cleansing, and there are people there trapped, what the UN needs to do, what NATO needs to do, what any entity needs to do is say, hey, we're not going to get involved if they don't want to get involved with the war. But they go, everybody stops. We're going to come in. We're going to get those people out. You're not going to fire on us. If you do fire on us, we will destroy you. You back the hell off and you let us get these people out. That's what the UN should be doing right now. I mean, you could say, oh, yeah, we're going to try Putin for war crimes. Yay, we're going to try him for war crimes. Okay, what are you doing now? What are you doing today? Somebody's getting raped right now. Somebody's getting killed. Somebody's being tied up and tortured right now. What are you guys doing? Well, we are going to punish Putin for all he did, is doing, and is going to do. Putin is going to be punished. That doesn't help somebody who is trapped right now. We are full well aware that they decided to let Kyiv go temporarily so they could regroup, get their strength, and then focus on the east. This is apparent. This is, I mean, a five-year-old could see what's going on. And we are being told that there are thousands of people there stuck. I think a Red Cross unit was attacked in a facility trying to give help. People are trying to get food, water, help these people. And all the world can do is say, we condemn Russia. Putin will be tried. Putin doesn't give a damn. If he ends up losing all this, he's probably going to, you know, take a bullet to the brain. He's not going to. He doesn't care what the world thinks. And yet these people are in trouble. And I just don't know how much longer it's going to take for somebody to have the cojones to say, look, okay, we're not going to war with you, Russia. All right, because, look, I'm not asking for people to go to war with Russia, because I get that that's, you know, impulsive and people don't want a world war. But at least have the guts to say, look, we're going in there and getting these people out. And if you at all hit any of us from the UN, from NATO, any one of our soldiers will now prompt a attack from us. And you don't want that. So you're going to back the hell off. We're going to get these people out. And then, you know, we don't want you to resume what you're doing, but we, at least we got the people out of there. I mean, Ukraine, people will say, well, if Ukraine needed our help, they'd ask for it. They did. They still are. They were telecasted onto the Grammys. Vladimir Putin is asking, not Vladimir Putin, Vladimir Zelensky is asking for help. He's been asking for help this whole time. We are seeing the carnage. This is coming from Ukraine. We are seeing, this isn't propaganda. You are seeing what was left. How much more evidence do you need that there are these atrocities that we as Americans or French nationalists or German nationalists or Italians or Polish, you know, we have vowed to kind of help keep, you know, a world order, world peace, and we're letting this happen. And by the way, we are getting people injured, getting people ill, sick, right? Don't you want to head that off at the pass? if we're getting refugees anyway, then why don't we get the refugees that we can now while they're still whole? I mean, what's the point in letting this draw out? We have to take the refugees anyway. I mean, Poland's becoming overwhelmed. You know, Italy, France, all these people are taking in refugees. We are going to. And then in the midst of Title 42 ending, we're going to have, you know, Latin America coming as well, where there's so many people coming to our border. You know, why don't we control it a little bit? Why don't we try to, you know, minimize the chaos and minimize the carnage? You know, and Russia should be willing to do this too, because then they have less bodies that are being counted as their killings. That then they have less, shall we say, you know, marks in the bad column. Look, you know, if what Russia really wants is to take over Ukraine and take over that territory, they don't necessarily need to be killing people. Now they are, because of this cleansing or whatever other sort of justification they have. But I think we can negotiate and ask them to stop the hell at least long enough for us to get people out. Why aren't we getting people out? 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. We have all these sanctions, we have all this control, we have all this we can do. And I understand it's very, you know, war is delicate, and not all of us within government understand all the nuances. Maybe somebody would say, but if you do that, then you're getting the people out and letting Ukraine just fall. I don't really care about what's going on politically. I just care about people's lives being lost. And I think Zelensky agrees with that, too. I think he wants to get those people out. So I think he'll be on board with that. But all countries should speak out, China, too, and say, look, halt. Let us get people out of there. No more innocent civilians die. That's it. It's a no-brainer. Get people out. Now, if he doesn't, then we decide, you know, I mean, now that we know, so that's the problem. There were all these, well, you know, did he really bomb that church, and were people hide, or that museum, and, oh, there were survivors coming out, and there were, I mean, now you can't deny it. You're seeing it. You're seeing the carnage, so you can't pretend, well, we're getting reports that maybe people are dying or not. With this latest footage, it's a done deal, okay? We know. It's on us to stop it. We'd want somebody to stop it if it was happening to us. I mean, this is, listen, you know, I get nobody wants to go to war for another country's, you know, issue. And I get that's why NATO, you know, has been slow to you know, absorb in other countries and all that, because, you know, you mess with one of us, you mess with all of us. People don't want war. I get that. But this isn't war. This is a humanity. This would be a mission where you are saving, you are bringing in trucks, bringing in buses, and you are saving people. And we have the military protect them, stand there on guard, and you know, maybe we have, you know, we have the military in place where if anybody tries to mess with that cargo as we're trying to bring them out, they get fired upon. And we also have, you know, conditions where, you know, we have some retaliation. I know we don't want to go into world war, but we're seeing people being killed. This world in 2022 does not allow genocide. It doesn't in any country. And that's what I think, that's where I stand. 1-877-DOCDALI.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A trio of states are suing to keep a public health rule in place, which has been used to immediately deport many illegal immigrants caught at the U.S. southern border. Attorneys general in Louisiana, Missouri, and Arizona call the end of Title 42 a man-made, self-inflicted calamity. Arizona AG Mark Brnovich saying putting an end to Title 42 would put too much stress on border patrols, social workers, and other safety networks.
More Americans are going to die, and more taxpayers are going to have to pay for, you know, everything from health care to education benefits as the system gets overwhelmed.
A new cyber bureau is being launched by the State Department. The Bureau of Cyberspace and Digital Policy will take on diplomatic issues relating to technology in a move to modernize the department. This is USA Radio News. President Biden is calling Russian President Vladimir Putin a war criminal.
This guy is brutal, and what's happening in Bucha is outrageous, and everyone's seen it.
Speaking to reporters at Fort McNair Monday, President Biden condemning recent mass killings in the northwest Ukraine town of Bucha, Biden wanting Russian President Vladimir Putin to be held accountable in a war crimes trial, but says more information and details must be gathered first. Meantime, President Biden says United States will provide Ukraine with more weapons as they continue their fight against Russia. The travel nightmare continues on Monday with more flights being canceled after a couple thousand were scrapped because of bad weather over the weekend. FlightAware reporting at least 500 flights have been canceled within, into, or out of the United States so far. Spirit Airlines has been the most impacted with 27% of its flights being canceled. USA Radio News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so let's get to some of the other news here. UK is now dealing with record COVID levels. I'm sorry there's a COVID headline. I don't want there to be, but there is. And they are having a huge surge. This surge is because of the baby Omicron, or stealth Omicron. And the problem is that the UK is dealing with record levels. We're going to soon. And I hate that. I want this to be over. So we're being told by Fox News that the prevalence of COVID-19 in the UK has reached record levels. 1 in 13 people estimated to be infected with the virus in the past week. 4.9 million people were estimated to have the coronavirus in the week ending March 26, up from 4.3 million recorded the previous week, according to the Office of National Statistics on Friday. The latest surge is driven by the more transmissible Omicron variant BA2, which is the dominant variant across the UK. Hospitalizations and death rates are again rising. However, thank God it's lower than what we've seen with other strains. Nonetheless, they say the latest estimates suggest that the steep climb in new infections since late February, when British Prime Minister Boris Johnson scrapped all remaining coronavirus restrictions in England, have continued well into March. Now, they also had ended the free rapid COVID test for most people in England under his Living with COVID plan. People who do not have health conditions that make them more vulnerable to the virus will need to pay for tests to find out if they're infected. See, here's my problem, though, is these at-home tests, I think, are misleading. I don't want to say they all stink, but I am sick and tired of seeing people say, look, I don't have COVID, and they're at work calling me through the telemedicine company, and I'm like, what the hell are you doing at work with a fever and a cough and a runny nose? They go, it's not COVID. I go, I don't care. You're sick with something. Get your butt home. And it's because they tested at home. Then a week later, they test, oh, looks like it was COVID. Well, I don't like these at-home tests. I think until you prove to me that they are designed to pick up better these variants, I'm not convinced. So the UK is having a, quote-unquote, living with COVID strategy. They're removing the mitigations, isolation, free testing, and they're going to see how things, you know, what happens when you live with it, like you live with cold, like you live with flu. 67% of those 12 and older have been vaccinated, had their booster dose for a third booster dose, and beginning Saturday, parents can now start to give a low-dose vaccine for kids 5 to 12 years old in England. So, you know, we've learned that hybrid immunity is one of the best. We've learned that our vaccines have done a good job. So, do we just live with it? Now, I know everybody's like, but you bought it, you spent, you know, you paid for it once. Why aren't you paying for it again? Well, you know, money eventually runs out. And the other problem we have, too, is we have bigger fish to fry than baby Omicron. There's so much other, you know, illnesses we have to be prepared for. And I just think we're unprepared economically, in terms of patient fatigue. They're sick of this, you know? So the latest study is showing that hybrid immunity gives best COVID protection, something that I think we all realized. And they said if you've been fully vaccinated and previously infected with COVID, you seem to have the strongest protection against the virus. That's no duh. Any immunologist could tell you your natural immunity is golden. And then the artificial immunity, which is vaccine immunity. The vaccine immunity has always been known as artificial immunity, but you aren't seeing that term because people think it has a negative connotation to it. But what's the opposite of natural? Artificial. So a vaccine is where we induce an immunity. In a way, I see why artificial might go out, because you are trying to make a natural immunity by artificial means. But if I use the term, I'm not insulting. It's just that's how I learned it. You get chickenpox as a kid, you got natural immunity. You get the chickenpox vaccine, you're gaining artificial immunity. Not that the immunity necessarily is artificial. It's just it's induced by artificial means. And so whatever the vaccine doesn't do, hopefully your natural does. And your natural has much more ability than what the vaccine could do. So, you know, I think they're starting to see that, look, you can't ignore natural immunity. There was a study published in The Lancet, Infectious Disease. They looked at health data of more than 200,000 people in 2020 and 2021. And they looked at Brazil. And they found that for people who already had COVID, Pfizer and AstraZeneca vaccines offered 90% effectiveness against hospitalization and death. China's CoronaVac had 81%. Johnson & Johnson's one shot was 58%. All four of these vaccines have proven to provide significant extra protection for those with previous COVID-19 infection. Hybrid immunity due to natural and vaccination is likely to be the norm globally and might provide long-term protection even against emerging variants. So what they did is this study came out of Sweden, where they looked at their nationwide register of people who recovered from COVID, and et cetera. And they actually found that the protection might last up to 20 months. That's almost 2 years. So, you know, what's going to happen to us? When are we going to see what the UK is seeing? I'm probably in a month. We're probably going to see it maybe even a little bit less now that there's more travel. Already we have, you know, multiple, public officials, Obama, Hillary Clinton, Jen Psaki tested positive for the virus. Kamala Harris's husband tested positive for the virus. So it's here. We already know that the variant is here, but in terms of a wave, I don't think we're going to see the peak for about another month. We usually follow the UK about a month to 6 weeks. And I wish it wasn't so. Because a lot of people are trying to plan what they're going to do for the summer. And so, and sadly what happens is once the peaks come in, that's when there's all these new rules. You hear these rules, well, now you need to get a booster. Oh, it's just going to be a mess. Should you get a booster? Well, here's the thing. I got vaccinated, and then I got Omicron. Omicron sucked. That Omicron hurt. And I still feel like I have ramifications of it. If you could avoid getting the virus, do so. And if your vaccine minimizes how bad it gets, do so. And so, you know, I don't think it's a bad idea to get the booster. But, you know, after being vaccinated, after having Omicron, should we have some immunity? Yes. I don't understand why we keep getting sick every 3-4 months. I don't get that. I mean, I only got it once, you know, when Omicron came, because Omicron outsmarted the vaccines. But we don't have a new vaccine. All we have is the old one. And if the studies are showing that the old ones do provide some booster protection, that's all we could go with. Is it ideal? No. I want a new vaccine. I want an updated one, but we don't have it yet. I want there to be therapeutics where as soon as you feel like you have it, you can take it. We don't have enough. So we're not there. In the meantime, South Korea cases seem to be dropping a little bit. They're still at about 127,000, but remember they were almost at 500,000 last week. Germany still has about 73,000 cases. Italy, 30,000 cases. Vietnam, 48,000 cases. Japan, 48,000 cases. So UK, we don't have numbers coming in from, except, you know, from the sources. But on Worldometers, it doesn't say. So, you know, we're still grappling, sadly, with cases. At least in the U.S., the hospitalized cases from COVID are going down. So my recommendations to you all is make sure whatever travel you have, make sure it's refundable. Whatever travel you have, make sure it's refundable. If you want to get the booster and your doctor says it's okay, get it. And then make sure you bone up on your health, get your asthma medications, things like that, because I do think we're going to see another wave. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Stock market have you nervous? With geopolitical conflict and inflation concerns, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you don't have to. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word DEMO to 813813 and discover how to predict stock market trends up to 3 days ahead with incredible accuracy. Whether you trade stocks, options, forex, futures, or crypto, Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text DEMO to 813813 to get what you need to stay ahead of the markets and find big moves before they happen. Don't wait. Text DEMO to 813813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated?
Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
So thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for choosing to listen to our show. We know it's your choice. We aren't paying anybody to listen to it. We aren't forcing anybody to listen to our show. The fact that you are listening to our show means you're doing it by choice. And thank God for this country that allows that choice. Now, I wish we had more options for news that were neutral and apolitical. And so the leaning that we get in media is, I think, beyond reproach, and I'm tired of it. All right? I have trouble watching many of the news outlets because you start getting commentary, and it's predictable what the commentary is, and they just start beating up on one side or the other. And I have yet to be very comfortable with one news outlet where it's like, look, I just want the news and no commentary. I don't want commentary. We get commentary. We get commentary on radio. We get commentary on these commentary shows, but I just need news. I just need headlines. What's happening in Ukraine? What's happening in Russia? What's happening in Belarus? What's happening in Israel? What's happening in Sacramento? What's happening? So, you know, there's a shooting in Sacramento, and then all of a sudden, it's a back and forth on gun control. And just tell me what happened in Sacramento. What's going on? And the media hijacks the topic such that there might be another topic that should be going on. You know, is it that we have a drug problem? Is it that we have a gang problem? Is it that we have a lack of security problem? But instead, you get the news, and then it immediately shifts to gun control or soft on crime. Or, and it's like, why can't we just get the news? Well, interestingly, a study was done where viewers of Fox News Channel were paid to watch CNN for 30 days. Now, according to Salon.com, they said the viewers became more skeptical and less likely to buy into fake news. Now, that's what they said. Somebody might say, well, they were, you know, they were more likely to look at other, I mean, if you're going to be saying Fox News is fake news, then you have to also say all of them are. I mean, there's fake news on all of them. So the findings were written by David Brockman and Joshua Keller, and they did an experiment back in September 2020. And what they did is they paid viewers. There was only 763 of them. They randomized 40% to a treatment group. And they offered the treatment group participants $15 per hour to watch 7 hours of CNN per week. And they prioritized the hours at which the participants indicated they typically watch Fox News. At the three-day mark, the viewers took a survey. They said, we found large effects of watching CNN instead of Fox News on participants' factual perceptions of current events and beliefs. Knowledge about the 2020 presidential candidates' positions, they found, they discovered changes in attitudes about Donald Trump and Republicans, as well as a large effect of their opinions on COVID. They said that the viewers evolved to believe that if Donald Trump made a mistake, Fox News would not cover it, that Fox News engages in partisan coverage filtering. The findings might suggest that the most cost-effective way for Democrats to win elections is to start running their own infomercials or commercials on the Fox networks. So this was designed to figure out how to get to viewers of another news station. Now, the study is called The Manifold Effects of Partisan Media on Viewers' Belief and Attitudes. And likewise, you see that also with Biden. Biden had alluded to Jill being vice president under Michelle Obama. Again, another gaffe. You know, one outlet's going to talk about it all the time. Another outlet doesn't. And I'm sick of the way our news is given. And I see it on both sides. I watch all the news outlets. And the second they start going into opinion, I flip it. But what about the people that don't flip it? And they just sit there and they listen and they listen. So what ends up happening is you're not learning anything from news. What you're doing is you're preaching to the choir. You're like, okay, yeah, you're getting charged up. You're getting, all right, that's exactly what I think. Yeah, that, you know, and you know, I love, like, you know, I love listening to the panels where you hear both sides. And, you know, sometimes I agree with everybody, sometimes I don't. And every now and then, you'll have somebody that's very objective. And they're like, look, you know, Biden gets credit for the vaccine rollout, but so does Trump. Although, oh, no, that doesn't sell. Well, we have vaccines, and I think Operation Warp Speed and from Trump and the Biden rollout, I think they both get credit. All right? You know, if there are orgies happening in Congress, GOP, Democrat, I don't want our taxpayer dollars going to orgies. That's an opinion. I think that's okay. You know, I get that people like opinions and they want to know that their hosts share their opinion. It's something new that media offers. Like, I can't tell you how many people have been upset with my pro-vaccine anti-mandate stance. You're pro-vaccine? You're pushing this? You're pushing this artificial drug? Like, I'm a doctor. I think the vaccine same wise. Yes. Mandate? You're anti-mandate? That means you're anti-vaccine. No, I'm not anti-vaccine. I just don't think we should be forcing something on somebody when there's side effects. And, you know, so everybody wants somebody that thinks like they do. And when they do, they bond. I can't tell you how many listeners, they're like, you hit it on the head, I agree with you. Yeah, it's great to be around or to listen to something that you believe in, because then you don't think you're crazy. You think, okay, there's other people that think like me. But that's not what news shows' jobs are supposed to do. Comedians do that. Comedians will stand up there and they will be like, you know, am I the only one who didn't know that Jada Pinkett Smith had alopecia? I mean, so what? Now we have to know if somebody has prostatitis. How do we know before we go up on stage? And that's what everybody was thinking. They were like, were we supposed to know that? How did we not know that? That's what comedians do. Comedians bring to light the commentary of the news, and they do it comically. But our news stations aren't supposed to do that. But they turn into these comical things, like we're going to make jokes about, I'm not going to news for a laugh. I'm going to news for some clarity, for some accuracy. And then, you know, when somebody took a soundbite of President Trump and blew it up, I'm like, come on, I don't trust you as a news source. Just like if somebody completely ignores covering something that was news, that's not cool also. What happened? This happened. All right, this happened. This happened. Where do you go for just tell us the news? That's all we want. But apparently these shows, now these networks become networks. And so they have shows, and these shows have ratings. And some of these shows are beating out, like, comedy ratings. Wasn't it Gutfeld on Fox News beat out Trevor Noah and Daily Show? So, I mean, if that's what people want, that's what people are going to. But, you know, for any of you guys that need, you know, something the market is not offering, is news that is not fake, that is not slanted, that just gives us what's going on honestly. You know? Maybe it's not that sexy. But all I know is if somebody wants to go to news and they go there, you could really... Yeah, you might not capture somebody for a whole hour or two, but I think you can still sell advertising. Think about it, people. 1-877-DOCTOR-DELLY. Don't go away.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunnybay, like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages, or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.